Hello, and welcome to Spotlight. I'm Steve Myersko.
And I'm Ruby Jones. This programme uses a special English method of broadcasting. It is easier for people to understand, no matter where in the world they live.
Welcome to this month's Listener Mail programme. We start today's programme with an email from Indonesia. Adin writes to us from Bali. This beautiful island is one of many that make up the country of Indonesia. Bali is famous for its long stretches of sand and warm blue sea. It is a popular place for people to visit. Adin writes,
I love your Spotlight program so much. Not only for me myself, but also for my students. You know, my students mostly live in the tourism area, Kuta, Nusa Dua, and Legian. These areas are places that people around the world come to visit. Sadly, most of my students have no idea how to speak English, and I try hard to help them, but it is still very hard.
Thank you for writing, Adin. It is great that you are trying to help your students to learn English. It does sound like hard work, but you are offering your students a very valuable service. So have courage and keep going. I hope that the Spotlight programs will be useful to you. You can download the programs and play them to your students in class. They can then follow the program script as they listen. Just go to the Listen and Read page of our website to find out more. The address is
www.radio.english.net.
Our next letter comes from Fernando Mardigan. He listens to Spotlight in Brazil. Fernando left a comment on our website. He wrote about a program called Religion and the Environment. The program talked about an organization called the Alliance of Religions and Conservation, or ARC. This organization helps religious groups understand their ability to positively affect the environment. ARC works in four different ways. It forms partnerships between religious and non-religious groups. Secondly, it communicates with religious groups to encourage environmental protection. The third way is through projects. These projects try to solve environmental problems. ARC also manages events and small groups that work to encourage environmental protection. Fernando wrote this comment on the program's script page.
I am a Christian
and a student of theology, the study of God. We are talking a lot about the environment. There is a desire in my heart to help organizations like ARC to make a better world.
That is a very good desire to have, Fernando. Each one of us has a part to play in protecting the world around us. And groups like the Alliance of Religions and Conservation can help teach people how to do this effectively. I hope you enjoy your studies and that you find a way to make a difference where you are.
We have had a number of letters from people looking for English friends to write to. Well, there is now a new way to speak to Spotlight and other Spotlight listeners. The discuss part of the website. Currently on the discussion page, we are talking about ways to improve your English. One idea came from someone who called herself Villavallo's Girl. She chose this name after Villavallo, the lead singer of a music group called Him. This group is from Finland. Villavallo's Girl said their music helped her to learn English. She wrote,
I love the Finnish music group Him. So I started studying English to understand what they were saying. Although they are Finnish, they sing and speak in English. I listened to their songs all the time. I also looked for magazine stories about them. It was so helpful with my English. So, I think everyone can improve their English easily if they find interests in English.
Learning a language through music is a very good idea. It can be an effective way to remember words. So, in today's HodgePodge, we will learn a popular English song. The song is called The Quartermaster's Store. Soldiers in the First World War first sang this song. A quartermaster was the officer in the army responsible for giving out food supplies to the soldiers. But we are sure that no army had ever seen a quartermaster's store like the one in the song. The words do not make sense, but it is good for trying to find words that sound similar to each other.
So now, Spotlight producers proudly present their own version of the song, The Quartermaster's Store.
There were eggs, eggs, walking round on legs in the store, in the store. There were eggs, eggs, walking round on legs in the Quartermaster's Store. My eyes are dim, I cannot see. I have not brought my specs with me. I have not brought my specs with me. There was cheese, cheese that made me want to sneeze. In the store, in the store, there was cheese, cheese that made me want to sneeze. In the quartermaster store, my eyes are dim, I cannot see. I have not brought my specs with me. I have not brought my specs with me. There were beans, beans as big as submarines. In the store, in the store, there were beans, beans as big as submarines. In the quartermaster's store, my eyes are dim, I cannot see. I have not brought my specs with me. I have not brought my specs with me.
You can add verses of your own to this song. For example, there was bread, bread as big as Ruby's head.
Hey!
I am sure you can think of many better ones.
That is almost all we have time for in this month's Listener Mail programme. But before we go, here is a message from a listener in Ecuador. Patricia is a member of the Spotlight fan page on Facebook, and she wrote this message there.
It is great how lots of people around the world can exchange ideas through a common language. It is like a miracle. This miracle is communication.
It is now easier than ever to communicate with other Spotlight listeners. We have the Discuss page, as talked about earlier. The website also lets you leave comments about each programme. www.radio.english.net. Or, like Patricia, you can also join Spotlight on Facebook. Just search for Spotlight Radio. Do not forget that you can still email us at radio@english.net. We hope to include many more of your messages in next month's Listener Mail programme.
The writers of today's programme were Steve Myersko and Ruby Jones. The producer was Ruby Jones. The voices you heard were from the United Kingdom and the United States. All quotes were adapted and voiced by Spotlight. This programme is called Listener Mail 97. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.